Hi, and welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body with True Form. I'm your host, Drew Taddea, and I'm going to start off by telling you a little bit about what we're going to cover in this show. We're going to talk about the CLC and what I'm doing there. We've got some great programs happening at the college, and we want to let you know about them. We're going to talk about the health benefits of coconut water that's coming from Rick at Health Street. We have Book of the Week. Every week we're going to bring you something that's going to help you improve your lifestyle. We have a great segment called Real People, Real Results. We're going to have actual members come in and talk about how they've been able to accomplish their goals. And we have a cool little story about a local daycare that's making some big changes. All of that and so much more coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body with True Form's Drew Taddea, fitness expert on 96.5 CKFM.
As we talked about in the intro, I want to tell you about what we're doing at the CLC. We got a great class in the afternoons. It's called A Half Hour of Hell. This class is going to be not for the meek. I'm going to push you to the limits and then some. So we're going to do a great high intense workout. We're going to get you in and out of there over a noon hour, and we're going to show you that it doesn't take a long time to get results. Then I'm going to be offering a class in the evenings. It's a TRX class. These TRX bands that were invented by the military, you can put them up anywhere, any on any stationary object, and our body weight is the actual resistance. So we're going to do that at the CLC. We're going to make a class out of it. And for more information on those classes, you can contact me at 510-4915. Check out my website, trueformlife.com, or you can call directly to the CLC and register with them. Let's talk about some health benefits of coconut water. This information is coming from a friend of mine, Rick at Health Street, and he's got some good information for us. So some of the things that coconut water can offer is lower blood pressure. It prevents muscle cramping, helps you lose fat, helps with thyroid function, prevents and cures hangovers, if you can believe, because of the electrolytes it offers. And it's also great for healthy skin. An important fact I wanted to read out was, since coconut water is so sterile and has the same 5 electrolytes in our human blood, it has been successfully used as an intravenous fluid in dire emergencies when there are no other fluids around. You can now get coconut water at Health Street. Speaking of Health Street, on Saturday, September 10th, Health Street is having their third year anniversary. They're going to offer raw granola bar, coconut ice cream, coconut water, natural iced tea, kombucha tea, and fresh corn on the cob. They're going to donate all proceeds to kids sport, and everything's going to be a dollar. Rick's invited me out there. I'm going to be offering fitness advice, and it's going to be great for the whole family. So come on out and support Health Street. One of the cool aspects of exploring mind and body is that I'm going to offer some different options for you to live a healthier lifestyle. I'm going to offer a book of the week. I'm going to offer a recipe of the week. And I'm going to offer a website of the week. And these are all going to be ways for you to find better options to reach your goals.
Book of the Week.
This week's Book of the Week is Body Mind Mastery by Dan Millman. Dan Millman's a favorite author of mine. He's most famous for Peaceful Warrior, another great book. But for the purpose of this show, let's stay with Body Mind Mastery. And I want to read a foreword from his book for you. To those who live in the moment of truth, who confront their fears and never stop dreaming, who strive for body-mind mastery, whether or not they make the varsity team. I really enjoyed this book. I've read it a number of times. What's great about it is it's not only for athletes. It's for people just to live healthier, better every day from day-to-day life. It talks about the mental, emotional, and physical, and I agree with that 100%. You need all these three combined. You need the whole package to reach your goals. Something else he offers is, it's, you know, stretching exercises, something to help you start your day off right. Most places I get my books from are the library. I think the library is an invaluable resource. It's unlimited knowledge. You pay $10 a year and you can get as many books as you want. So that's where I get most of my books from, and I want to encourage everyone to do the same.
Website of the week.
The website of the week is called BeFoodSmart.com. And actually, one of our members, Anna Pepke, sent me to this website, and it's really great. On the front of it, there's a video of how they got started and why. And the website's really all about what's actually in our food and what's going into our bodies. One of the write-ups that stood out to me was McDonald's food and maple oatmeal. This has an astounding 21 ingredients, if you can believe. This product contains more sugar than a Snickers bar. It has 10 fewer calories than a cheeseburger and an egg McMuffin. So this is a classic example of how the food industry manipulates the word healthy to get you to buy their product. So this is a great website. Check it out. Thanks, Anna. And know what's in your food. Know what's going into your body, because the industry doesn't always reveal everything.
Recipe of the week.
Our recipe of the week is grilled zucchini with salmon and quinoa. So I'm going to tell you how we prepare. You know, it's great to get outside. It's the summertime. Get outside and use our grills. It's a healthier way to cook than frying her on the stove. So the zucchini's pretty easy. You chop it up in quarters and throw it right on the grill. Quinoa is pretty simple. Also, you cook it just like rice. This is a grain, can be bought at any health food store like Nutter's. And you cook it just like rice, 2-to-1 ratio, 2 cups of water to 1 cup of grain. And then a grilled salmon is my favorite. I love salmon on the grill. How I prepare it is I wrap it in tin foil. One of the few times I use butter, I don't say it very often, I put a little bit of butter on there. I put dill, lemon pepper, and fresh lemon, and I throw it on there like that. Next is a very refreshing, tasty salad. Again, with the summertime, we're going to have chop up watermelon. We're going to throw it in there, mint leaves, feta cheese, and then lime juice for flavoring along with salt and pepper. Then you throw that stuff together, and it makes for a great summer meal on the barbecue. The next segment of our show was called Real People, Real Results. Now, this was important to me because you read all kinds of testimonials and businesses say all kinds of different things, but you don't have the actual proof sitting right in front of you to be able to see the results. Now, we're going to have actual members. We're going to have real people with real results. We're going to have local participants that are involved in our class that have reached pretty impressive goals, and we want to share those results with you. Our first guest is Anna Papke. Now, Anna's had some really impressive results. She's doing incredible things. She runs on her own. She set goals like running up hills. She's doing all kinds. She's changed her whole nutrition. So let's talk to Anna right now.
Time now for Real People, Real Results.
All right, it's time now for Real People, Real Results. Today we have Anna Papke with us, and we're going to interview her for a little bit and see how she's been successful with what we've been doing. For our first question, why don't you tell the viewers how much weight you lost?
I started 151 pounds and I've lost 13.
So can you tell us a little bit about how that's changed, like what you've been able to do to lose that weight?
I've just been working really, really hard, and I can start going for runs on my own now. And I ran up Snake Hill in Sundry, and before this I never would have been able to do any of that.
Can you tell us what ignited this motivation or inspiration to do things on your own?
Just having the confidence that I can do it, because before I didn't have any of that, and I didn't feel very good about myself, and now I do, so it's a good feeling.
So you've lost 13 pounds and 7 inches total up to today. Can you tell us physical changes, like how you're feeling with your body and some of the other things, like how clothes are fitting?
A million times better. I'm fitting into pants that didn't fit me before I had my baby, and that's amazing because I felt horrible before, so I just feel much better about myself.
And how about nutrition? We talked a little bit about nutrition. Can you tell us how you've changed that, or maybe some little tips the viewers could learn from?
I've changed everything, really. I cut out most of all the junk food, especially at night. I try and eat lots of protein and the veggies and fruit, and it helps with doing the food journal, and just the 5 small meals a day really help.
We'd like to inspire our viewers and people to show them that it's possible to come out here and do the same thing. If you could say anything to them, or if you have a short message, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that I was in the same position before, that I felt crappy and I didn't want to do anything, and then this opportunity came along and it's totally changed my life, because I never would have been able to go for a run by myself for 30 minutes or climb Snake Hill or fit into clothes that haven't fit me since I graduated high school. So it is possible, and you can do it, and you will benefit from it, definitely.
Well, thanks very much. I think that's a great message. It's very important for people to know that everybody starts out at some place and can accomplish goals.
That was Real People, Real Results. Now, back to the show.
I want to tell you about a cool little daycare I'm working with. That's called Kids Matter to Us. And they've really been doing some big things for the little people involved in their program. Their whole program's pretty much been been turned around. So they bought a blender for their employees. The employees are starting to eat healthier. They're working out 2 or 3 times a week, if not more. They've changed how they feed the kids or what they offer at their daycare. And they're even working out with us, with me and the kids. So they're setting a great example for the kids themselves by actually being active and eating better and offering these better options at the daycare. And I'm in there at least once right now, sometimes twice a week, doing workouts just for the kids. So we started counting with the kids, like, let's say we have them doing simple exercises like a sit-up. So we have them counting to just to 3. And then we'll change the exercise just as a simple get-up. We do this stuff with our members. We do this stuff with the adults. It's a functional exercise. We're getting up and down every day. So these things are translate to everyday life, which is what I like about it. But we do something simple like a get-up. So we have the kids count A, B, C, up and down. So they're learning their ABCs. They're learning counting, and they're getting fit, which I think is great. What's great about it. But other things, like we have them rolling, somersaulting, sprinting, screaming. It's great. I love it. And it's just to get the kids active and keep moving. So, you know, everything starts with the kids. We need to teach our kids more about health and nutrition so our next generation is healthier. So I think that's a big step. For information on Kids Matter, check them out here in Olds. After a tough workout, a massage can help ease the pain. Check out Riviera Massage and Day Spa. They offer hot stone massage, reflexology, and a steam bath. They have registered massage therapists there, and they're offering 10% off for seniors and students with ID, so go see what they're all about. So that's going to wrap up today's show. I want to tell you about what we're doing with our outdoor classes, because those are still being offered. There's lots of summer left and nice weather, so join us outside for a workout. We have all kinds of things we're doing for you guys out there. We had Bean Brokers come out last week. They offered protein drinks and healthy snacks, so thanks, Connie, for setting that up for us. We have in T-shirt night this Wednesday. And we're having an 80s night. We're going to dress up and we're going to work out. We're going to have a good time. We're doing all kinds of crazy things to keep you motivated and interested. Everybody's welcome, and we want to encourage you to come out and join us for our workouts. Those classes are being held at Deer Meadow here in Olds, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 7 p.m. And we're also going in Didsbury. That's at Ross Ford Elementary School, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 p.m. For more information, visit my website, trueformlife.com. And tune in next week at the same time right here on 96.5 CKFM for another edition of Exploring Mind and Body with True Forms, Drew Taddea, fitness expert.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Forms, Drew Taddea, fitness expert. For more on True Forms, Drew Taddea, visit trueformlife.com or call 403-510-4915. True Forms programming would not be possible without the support of GDK Gravel, serving Mountain View County. Call them today at 1-877-335-2091.